Waste Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Your call is, well, it's important to us. 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
So, we're going to have another contest.
Well, we love those.
I know. It's so exciting. And, of course, you know, Bob was here and gave away the store.
Oh.
So now
when you're the chief of the story.
Yeah, he's giving me permission here. So we're going to give away 10 6x4x4 boxes and two rolls of tape.
Yeah.
And this is the beautiful eBay holiday shipping supplies with the little snowflakes on them. So it's beautiful. So here's the question.
Yeah, okay.
This is in honor of Bob.
Okay.
When is Small Business Saturday 2016?
Oh, it's next Tuesday.
When is Small Business Saturday 2016? First caller at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'll win those 10 boxes and two rolls of tape.
And if you can tell us who's buried in Grant's tomb, we'll give you another tape.
That'll be...
No, I'm kidding.
That was always the go-to.
Right. What color is the little brown jug?
Exactly.
Green, Monty.
So... Griff, did you hear that USPS is cracking down on the practice of overstuffing their flat-rate priority mail envelopes?
No, but do tell.
A post titled Battle of the Bulge,
yes,
: guidance offered for overstuffed envelopes says that while a small bulge is okay, a fully stuffed kangaroo is not.
This could be a completely different radio show at this point.
The Post goes on to state that manipulating or reconfiguring a priority mail flat rate envelope by exceeding its capacity will not save shippers money. Although these packages can be accepted, they must be weighed and zoned accordingly using the regular priority mail price, not the flat rate charge.
All right. So I'm curious, what, if you're going to do this, you have to be crystal clear on what crosses the line and what stays within the line.
Do they have pictures, I wonder?
I don't know. I have no idea, but all I can see is this is a hornet's nest.
According to postal regulations, it's okay to use tape on the flaps and seams to reinforce the envelope as long as the design of the container is not enlarged by, people are doing this, opening the sides. And the container is not reconstructed in any way. So opening the sides
and
using
different heavy
tape to make it bigger.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No. And it does say here that a small bulge is, it says while a small bulge is okay,
yes.
a fully stuffed kangaroo is not.
Can you say that again only slower?
A small bulge.
Can you say it with a seductive voice?
Oh, God.
A seductive.
Do you know how many times I've turned people down from that in my career?
It's the quiet storm.
You know, when people, I don't even know if they have these movies anymore because people can see porn at home, but when they used to have, you know, you would go to a movie and see porn.
Yeah.
They used to call me and say, will you please be the voice on our, when people call and it tells what movie times are, and I say, no, I will not do that.
You have reached porn phone.
Exactly. So thank you for calling Pussycat Theater. That's what it was. It was the Pussycat Theater. Thank you for calling Pussycat Theater. At 2 o'clock is, I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah.
But no, I turned those things down. Thank you very much.
Well, you should.
So anyway, it's
what kind of girl do they think you are?
Really. It's the Battle of the Bulge, guidance offered for overstuffed envelopes. So if you want to look on the USPS site, I don't know if they have a picture of the bulge.
Okay, I want to go see it.
But you may want to, yes, you may want to go see it.
But this package is a grower, not a shower. It's just, you know, the minute you said that word, I was going to take this conversation south. Why did you even do that?
I don't know.
I should have your head examined.
But I didn't write that either, so
okay. What
can I tell you? You know, speaking of the United States Postal Service, largest e-commerce carrier, is expecting to deliver 750 million packages this holiday season.
That's
750
impressive.
Million packages. Monique in Knoxville, Tennessee, known as Nyla's_Fashions. Monique, welcome back to the show. What's your question or comment?
I wanted to ask the question.
Okay.
Answer the question. For the Women's Small Business Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
November 26th.
Yay!
You got it. And is it a Saturday?
Yes, it's a Saturday.
That's fantastic. See how convenient. What a coinky-dink.
So because you got here on the day that one of the big guys gave away the store, you're going to get 10 of those boxes and 2 rolls of tape.
Yikes.
This is big, Monique. Have you seen those shipping supplies yet?
Yes, I have. I have some of the packages, the bubble. I have the air mailers.
We have a couple of those to give away in the next few minutes too. But Monique, what you need to do is send me email at lee@voicemarketing.com. I need your name, your address, and we also like to know your eBay user ID if you would be so kind.
Yeah, we just want to know everything.
We just want to know everything about you.
Put your social security and your PIN number in
Sure.
Great. And have it.
Send those to lee@voicemarketing.com.
Don't fall for it. She has no money.
lee@voicemarketing.com, and I'll send them over to the woman at, her name is Christina at eBay, who's going to send them out for us.
Christina, is that her name? How convenient.
Yeah. Monique, we've talked to you before, but what do you sell on eBay?
A little bit of everything now. Mostly it's clothes and women's clothing. But now anything we can get our hands on, we'll put it up.
Hey, Monique, what's hot in women's clothing right now?
I have no idea. Jeans?
Well, yeah, jeans are they're like perennial hot, right?
You know, there's no big style things going on lately, Griff. To me, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you see 1980s shoulder pads coming back?
I hope so. It's the only thing that gave me shoulders.
It puts you right into the cast of Dynasty.
Really? But it also gave me shoulders for the first time. I have no shoulders.
Oh, you're not supposed to have shoulders. That's a man's thing.
Yeah, sure. Well, Monique, enjoy your shipping supplies from eBay. And we appreciate you calling, and thank you for having the right answer. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Monique.
Okay, you ready to give away another one, Griff?
Oh, why not?
These are going to be 10 6x9 air jackets.
And by air jackets, do you mean padded polyvinyl envelopes?
I absolutely mean polyvinyl envelopes.
Because an air jacket always confuses me.
I know, but that's what they call them.
Yeah, but if I think of air guitar and there's no guitar there, air jacket, there's no jacket.
You're going to get just a little envelope from it with nothing in it.
No, you're just going to, exactly. It's the concept. You're going to get like an air jacket that you can put on and wear at the parade with nothing else, like the emperor up there. The air jacket.
Okay, so, we have another, where is it? Where are my trivia questions? Here they are. Okay.
I don't know.
Here's the next trivia question for those air jackets or polyvinyl envelopes.
Yes.
And they're the ones with the little snowflake on them, okay?
And they're special snowflakes.
So here is the question.
What?
Where was Griff born? First caller at 888 Radio 30. I ask this question a lot. First caller at 888 Radio 30, 888-723-4630 that can tell us where Griff was born is going to win those polyvinyl envelopes.
And it isn't in a trunk.
First person, 888 Radio 30. We've certainly talked about it a lot on the show.
We have?
Yeah, we have.
Well,
about where you were born? Sure. Sure we have.
Oh, okay. And was I a C-section or natural birth?
You were natural.
Yes. How did you know that?
I just know.
My mama had big hips.
Yep. See, I knew that too, but I don't know. So, want to remind you too to take advantage of your eBay branded shipping supplies coupon.
I do.
You go to My eBay and select Manage My Store, then select Subscriber Discounts, click on the eBay shipping supplies coupon and copy the coupon code that's generated. Then you go to the eBay shipping supplies store at ebay.com/eBay shipping supplies. And paste in that coupon code at checkout. Coupons are for one time only, so tell them what they should do, Griff.
Well, you have to use it within the quarter or it'll expire. And it's only good for one checkout. So if you're using it to check out and purchase shipping supplies, make sure that you're buying as much shipping supplies as the coupon will allow, even if that means spending a dollar or two of your own money, in order to get the most out of it.
Okay, so I'm going to give a hint. If I were to get in my car right now and drive to where Griff was born, it would take me about 20 minutes. 888-RADIO-30.
And what
888-723-4630 is the phone number. Where was Griff born? That's the question we want answered right now.
Right. I think you just about gave it away.
Not really.
Oh, come on.
Some people apparently don't know where I live, right?
They don't?
No.
I can give them the address.
No.
And the hours that you're away. How's that?
No.
So he's not home. Go here now.
So we didn't do any of these things they put in the script for us today.
Tell me something.
Like eight best practices to optimize listings. Oh, well, we'll do it next time.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up, our last segment of the day.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 391.
There are advantages to sourcing wholesale products for your business on eBay, but where to start? Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor all things creative, all one word. And she has this tip.
Turn over a package of something you like and use. Turn it over and look at the back, and there will be contact information for the manufacturer there. Start there. Don't be looking to open a wholesale account with Mattel, because you cannot buy enough product to make a big vendor like that work. I've had luck in my little town finding small manufacturers of product. There's a fishing manufacturer that is literally a block from me.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The poinsettia was brought into the United States from Mexico by Joel Poinsett in the early 1800s. Contrary to common belief, poinsettia plants are non-toxic. However, holly berries are poisonous. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. 3 hours that went by so fast you didn't know what hit you.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? Welcome. What's your question or comment? Hello, Ron. Oh, John, I think we've lost Ron. Maybe he's on the other line. Want me to try that? Hi there, Ron. Are you with us? Sorry about that. Ron was on the line, and I think he had the answer to the trivia question.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, let's see if John can get him. I don't know. So, Griff, we need to... So, if Ron, if that... You know, if we did something here with the equipment or something that was untoward, we're very sorry. If you had the answer to that trivia question, I'm going to give you that stuff. So, if you want to call us back right now... at 888-RADIO-30, we'd appreciate it. Griff, do we have any events? I mean,
we have one.
Do we have one?
The so far, it looks like the last event of 2016.
Okay.
This is December 6th, Tuesday, 2016, here at the headquarters at eBay in San Jose. From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we're going to have the eBay Sellers of the Bay Area group meetup, have their meetings on campus. It'll be a holiday celebration with members, friends, and Marines who will be collecting donations to Toys for Tots. If you're attending, please bring an unwrapped gift suitable for a boy or a girl of any age up to preteen. I actually have, a bag full of toys.
Hatchables.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
And you're going to be there, so it's going to be quite a party.
I am going to be there. We're going to have holiday, nosh and beverages, and there'll be a contingent of eager employees there. It'll be fun.
Ron.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello, Aunt Lee and Uncle Griff.
Well, hello there, Ron.
How you doing, Ron? What's your question or comment?
Well, I wanted to say where Griff was born.
Okay. And where was he born?
San Diego, California.
Yes,
and
that's...
when he was just a little bitty toddler, he moved to Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Wow, you know a lot about my life.
And what else do you know about him?
Oh, he went to Berklee College of Music. He studied piano. And he liked to sing in an R&B rock and roll band.
Good grief. Let's see.
There's some other things, but that we'll talk off the air about.
Yeah, there was that little stint in the San Fernando Valley when I was in the quote-unquote movies. But we won't go there.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh,
Ron, you have won 10 6x9 polyvinyl envelopes, and they're the ones with the snowflakes on them.
Yay!
Terrific.
Yes.
I don't have to order them now.
No. And so what you need to do is please send me email, lee@voicemarketing.com, and I promised Christine I would get those over to her right away today. So...
And that lady you were talking to earlier, what was her name? Jackie, I think?
Yeah.
Yes.
If she will follow up with you guys and pay attention to what you say, boy, she'll do fine.
Yes, because you've grown up now. You're all grown up, and we've got the empty Lister syndrome.
Yeah. That's good. I have to give it to you.
Yeah, you need to take care of that. Well, I'll always keep in touch and always need my Uncle Griff and Aunt Lee.
Well, thank you, darling.
That's so sweet.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Nothing. We're going to just stay home. The kids are going to stay down south. And we'll just have a little small turkey roast. I told Agnes I don't want a big turkey. Get just a little turkey roast, but make sure you got my mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, and stuffing.
Gotta have it. Gotta have the stuffing.
And my cranberry sauce.
Ron, we're crazy about you. You know that. Congratulations for winning. And you got to get me, be sure you have your address. When you send it to Lee at Voice Marketing at Tom, I need your address, okay?
I'll do that.
Thank you.
I'll do that.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Ron. And Griff, we need to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening. And
yes, indeed.
Hope you have a good one. I'm leaving on Friday morning for Jacksonville, Florida.
Yay, you're going to have a ball.
The family reunion that we didn't get to have because of Hurricane Matthew is happening.
Yes.
And so Elisa and Melissa and I, all three of us are going.
That's fantastic.
So I won't be here with you next Thursday. That's the first time in 14 years that I will not be with you. Do you realize that?
I do, and I'm a little...
Verklempt.
I'm sad.
Hope
Verklempt,
you're verklempt.
Yeah.
No, everybody's going to be here with you. John, the phone screener, you know, Don is going to be here with you. Betsy is going to be here with you. CJ's going to write the script. You have everybody. I'm the only thing you will be missing terribly. And I'm going to be having a great time in Jacksonville. You know, I have never seen the twins or held the twins. So I'm very excited.
Oh, it's very exciting. Well, you have a great time.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Griff, and to all of you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all of our listeners. Don't eat too much. Cherish those who you love. And happy selling on the weekend. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
To speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.